what it means to follow Jesus, tears. Lord, you know, I need a little bit more than tears, you know, to make it through a message. And as God always lets you know, no, I don't need any more than tears to make it through. When you follow Jesus, the Son of the living God, tears. Tears of love, tears of hurt, tears of brokenness, tears of lies, tears of truth, tears. Do we not understand that the Christ who went to that cross for us was counted among people of the thieves and those who did not know God? And on that cross, man put God, and then the tears. Looking at Jesus' ministry on his march to the cross, you will find a trail of tears. There's some facts about those tears, and I'll only put down six of them that was coming to me. There are many more. But I want you to look at the power of tears. When your child sheds a tear, do you not hurt on the inside? If you have given some punishment to a child for getting out of line and you see the tear, does not your child, grandchild, that one you love so much, know that as soon as the tears come, the arm of love goes around us? We're living in trying times, but no more trying than the rest of the existence of mankind. Each generation we know have the great in those generations. The greatest generation that was coined by a news reporter of World War II. And every one of us realize every generation has those who are great. What made them great? Did they go to some mystical individual to look into a crystal ball and say, what do I need to do to be great? You will find in Scripture that that was not the answer. An elderly preacher said to me one time, Larry, if you could take a tear and hold it up in the sunlight, I truly believe you would get just a little glimpse of heaven. Being young, I thought, I'm not sure you could do that. What was he doing? He was speaking spiritual. And in my youthfulness in the Word of God, I thought, I don't know how you can do that. Now through life, I know the power of tears. And I'm going to share with you the facts according to God's word about tears. I've heard many, whether it's a Marine or any other combat man, other people say, don't cry, for goodness sakes, don't cry. You're a man, don't cry. Jesus wept, are you better than he? Do we not weep for the brokenness of those we love? Do we not weep for a nation that is so broken now that vileness is rampant? Do we not weep when we witness a world that God says, do not call that which is good evil, nor that which is evil good? Is that not exactly what we are seeing? I want us to remember these facts. Fact number one. Jesus shed tears for you and me. Jesus shed tears for you and me. Knowing that we would be born when we would be born. And his heart was open as he was presenting us to his Father. And his Father looks down and sees his Son weeping. John 11, verse 35, shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. There's power in the shortest verse in the Bible. It is not the length of a statement that makes it powerful. The power comes within the strength of God in that one word. But someone dear to your heart, can you not look at them? They don't have to say a word and you see when they're hurting. And you can witness in their expressions the pain that they're going through. Jesus wept for me. Jesus wept for you. Jesus saw life, yours, mine. He saw the tragedies that are going on in our lives before the world was ever formed. And yet the world says, that's foolishness. Then show me where Scripture has failed. Show me where the voice of God has ever been weakened. For in the tear that will come from my eyes, God will pay attention. But will he not in the young child check out each tear? And what does that tear tell God about the adult that did him wrong? The cry of the heart of a child is precious. Be careful, for God looks at his children's tears. Fact number two, you got to remember that there's a difference in tears. There are godly tears and then there are worldly tears. Many who weep will weep because of their greediness, will get angry, and in their anger they will weep for things of the world. Listen to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. For godly grief, listen to it, produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret. Sounds good, doesn't it? Whereas worldly grief produces death. They cry to go back into the world. They cry because they said that God has forsaken them. They turn away from the truth of God to follow a lie, because in the lie they don't cry. They recreate God in their image. And in their recreation they are broken. And when they leave this body without those godly tears, those tears will be their judgment. For ye will have brought judgment upon yourselves. Jesus said, I came not to judge anyone. You'll do it to yourself. I came that you might have life and have it more abundant. And you and I who say yes to Jesus. Most of you know the story about me at the church I went to, and I couldn't cry. I was so happy. So I finally did, I'd accepted Jesus. That was it. I don't care whether the adults believed it or not, but when it came time, finally, they wouldn't let me be baptized, too young. So God and I laughed as I spit on my fingers and rubbing my eyes to where it looked like I was crying. And a dear relative said, "He got through. I was already through. Jesus Christ cried for me. He shed tears for me. It was not my tears that saved me. It was the tears of my one and only Savior, Jesus Christ." There's a tear that came from Jesus that's got my name on it. This is Larry Pete. Jesus cried for me. And he cried for you. The power of the tear. Fact number three, worldly minds will mock your godly tears. Worldly minds will mock your godly tears. Many Christians, professing Christians, have worldly minds. Many Christians, many people within our churches, will mock the tears of brokenness. That's not going to get you anywhere. No, but Jesus cried for me. That will. Jesus loves me. This I know. The whole Bible tells me so. Psalm 42, verse 3. I want you to listen to King David. Right in the ancestral line to our Savior Jesus. Listen to him in Psalm 42:3. "My tears have been my food day and night, while they said to me all the day long, 'Where is your God?'" If your God is so great, David, where is he? And as King David was weeping and admitting that my tears have been my food, I could eat nothing. I'm so broken. I could not think of anything good. I'm so broken. And my tears have been the only nourishment that I have day and night. And the world today still says, "Where is your God?" And my statement is still the same. He's still on his throne. And his son cried for me. His son shed a tear. A tear with my name on it. Special. Each of us are special to God. As he looks into our heart, he says, "I want you to come." And yet many will witness the brokenness of someone, and we will take advantage of their brokenness. Be careful. The tears are witnessed by God. Listen to Job in Job 16:20. "My friends scorn me. My eye pours out tears to God." Oh, Job, it had to be you. Could they not learn that the pain of life, the hurt, the tragedy of life, as we take each step will bring pain. Each step will bring a brokenness in this world. And each tear will be ushered into the presence of God. Father, I'm sorry that I'm so weak. Lord, give me strength. Fact number four. Very important to us, Christian. Pay attention to it. Fact number four, God collects and records each godly tear. Let me read it again. God collects and records each godly tear. Hey, you know that, preacher? Look in Psalm 56, verse 8, King David again. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Scripture speaks, let's say in the book of Revelation, you will find that our Lord says, and the books were opened, plural. But what Jesus was looking for was all the names recorded in the book, his book, called the Book of Life. And everyone who had all of their works and things that were recorded in the books, plural. But the tears were recorded in the book, God's Book of Life. And in that book, God had witnessed the tear that came into his presence. You see, we know the only thing that will enter heaven in the presence of God is only good. All of the evil tears over the years that we prayed for the wrong, or cried for the wrong reason, they do not reach God because of the sinfulness of the tears. Only those shed in his name. I told you, judgment seat of Christ is the time to where he polishes us up, Jesus, and he presents us to his Father, all shiny. Wonder if he uses his tears as the shining mechanism. Do we not understand that the love of God is more powerful than any supposed to be power in existence? There's no power greater than the power of God. And folks, there is no sin except for the sin of unbelief that will be greater than the power of a tear that's presented to God because of a child being hurt. Adult, you don't want that. Let me tell you, you don't want that. Over the years, with convicted criminals, I've listened to them cry. I've listened to them curse God on their deathbeds, spit in the air like they were spitting on God. Be careful. God sees the tear of every child. And Jesus shed a tear for them. Fact number five, your godly tears will turn to joy. Now listen to me. Your godly tears will turn to joy. Psalm 126, 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. You sow that tear of hurt and agony and pain, that tear that comes from your very spirit, that tear that cries out to God, "Help me, Lord!" That tear will bring the joy of God. But we are in a human body. We're physical. We're frail. And we're broken. For we look to the world to give us guidance. There is no good guidance in the world. We look to things to give us peace of mind. And after we get them, we don't care about the things. They're pushed aside. the gift that you and I have received from Jesus, all that gift of salvation, when he paid, looked at my guilt. And as he looked at my guilt, he said, Larry, I cried for you and I died for you. Come on home. I saw your tear. I have it, kept it, and I gave it to my Father. That's the love of Christ. The bitterness of the world, trying to make people believe the way you believe, trying to force people to worship in a certain way, to a certain God that man makes up. All the tears. Listen well. I tried to look up the other day and it really bothers me. And I know that I bother some folk on the broadcast when I say, where's the Southern Baptist Convention? Where are all the Baptists in this nation? Why are we not standing up loud and clear and from the pulpit yell out to a government and the governments of this world, as we hear and see the beheading of Christians because they are Christians? Have you heard the shouts? I haven't. People say, oh, that's just awful. But you know, that's not here. Yes, it is here. When will they be released? I don't know. Yes, it's here. Do you not think about the tear of that child, of that adult Christian, as they look in fear to the ones with the sword and say, will you turn and you will worship Allah in our way, or you will lose your head, and the tears will come from their eyes, and the Lord will take them out before the sword ever severs the head. Why? Because Jesus says, whoever believes in me and calls on my name shall never see death. You and I witness man's inhumanity to man. But we want to keep it quiet. We don't want any trouble in our congregations. We don't want to sow fear. Folks, fear has been sown. It's not the fear about the wrath of God. It's the fear that we have in the United States of America that, you know, it's just easier for us to acquiesce. It's just easier for us to go along. You know, this multiculturalism is fine. No, it's not. The tear was shed for you by Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do. I had nothing to do with being born white. The black man had nothing to do with being born black. My Indian ancestors had nothing to do with red skin or those with the yellow skin. Folks, I didn't have a say what I would look like. But you and I were created in the image of Almighty God just the way He wants us. And Jesus shed a tear for us. He loves us and He's touched us. And He says, I love you so much. Those tears you shed in my presence. Hey, Mom, Dad, how many times you cried in private for your children, for a situation? How many times have you heard on the inside and those tears from your spirit even go out to a mother or father to a child, they're not wasted. Jesus sees everyone, and he records every tear, the reason for it. And God have mercy on the soul of an adult that has done harm to one of God's children. Fact number 6, godly tears will bring us to our shepherd, our final destination. You see, Jesus paid for me and you. Yes, he did. Jesus saw us, and Jesus cried for us. Jesus shed a tear. Oh, he was in such agony, realizing in that Garden of Gethsemane that he was getting ready to experience something that had never happened. See, there's no time with God, remember? For God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit had always been one God. And his Father turned his back on his Son. And Jesus wept. He was in such agony that the scripture says even the sweat was as great drops of blood. And you know what he said? Nevertheless, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And God saw his Son cry for me, for you. Now, do you really think that that tear went unheard? Do you really think that God the Father did not see the pain in the heart, and in that heart, that pain and agony that you and I would go through in the growing up? May God have mercy on any adult that has done harm to any child. For the only hope that adult has is in the mercy of the love of God. Because Jesus cried for you. We messed up, but we don't have to stay messed up. Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there'll be no more crying. Because you see, you and I will have been ushered into the presence of God. In the presence of God, there are no tears. The great physician has fixed us up. He's forgiven our sins. People, listen. The one that Christ has forgiven, don't you dare mock. For each one of us have wallowed in our own waste and with the tears of this world. But only the true tears of the repentant heart, a tear full of love, only that tear makes it in the presence of God, and he will say, son, what sin are you talking about? With all my sinful life, I do know it will never enter the kingdom of God. Don't we understand that that's why this body, we have to leave it? We have to leave this body to enter the kingdom, because this body is filth. This body is sinful nature. God says, I know now, I see man, and I know that there is nothing good within him. His heart is evil continually. The best we can be is the bad. And we weep. And Jesus sees the tear, the true tear of love and peace. And he says, I got you, my child. Yeah, I got you. It's all in that tear. Jesus wept for me. Jesus wept for you. Your salvation? Oh, maybe that elderly preacher had a lot going for him, more than I even dreamed at that time. Oh, what I would give to be back in the presence of those great men and women who taught me. But in our youth, we do foolish things. But Jesus, you think maybe you can't see just a little bit of heaven? For when you're on your face weeping, Jesus is standing up shouting, won't you come by, Lord? Won't you come by? There's a soul needing saving, Lord. Won't you come by? The peace that surpasses all understanding. Would you have thought it? It came through a tear. Jesus shed it for you, for me. And he said, come home. I love you. Come home. Let's pray. Father, we praise your name, dear Lord God, that you are the keeper of our soul. You are the power in all that is created. You are the only true living God. Thank you, Father, for coming in the human flesh as Jesus. You came down so that you could feel what we feel in the flesh, so you could witness firsthand the agonizing focus of temptation within the heart of your creation. You, Father, you saw within the heart of all that would be created the direction in which we would go. And you, Lord, loved us so much that you took the physical body of your Son and you handed him over to the vileness of your enemies. And you, Father, felt the pain of our loss through your blood, through your Son. We admit that we are saved, and we lift to your attention, Father, every tear that is shed today by your children. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will protect these children. And whatever it takes, Father, to see that they are protected, that you, Father, in your love for each child, will see that it is done. Help us now, Father, as we look to you with a heart full of tears, and pray, Father, for forgiveness and for peace, your peace that surpasses all understanding. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.